Director Mendoza?
Here.
Director Blair?
Here.
Director Simon?
Here.
First order of business is approval of meetings of regular meeting on May 1 and the adjourned meeting on May 6.
I make a motion that we approve the regular meeting on May 1st and the adjourned meeting on May 6.
I second.
The motion to approve to set the meeting to the minutes of the board meeting on May 1st and May 6. Are there any public comments of anything that's not on the agenda that anyone likes to address at this point, at this time that the chairman has let it on retire?
One thing is that, President, this is only three members of the board, and we actually taken the time to have three members of the board. I think the form to approve things on the new service. Well, so if I remember, descends from the majority member to most of the actions taken for that day.
Okay, we need to vote on the motion of the minutes.
Right. Yeah, okay.
We had a motion to move the second for the minutes to the last meeting.
Mr. President, or Acting President, you might also ask for public comments on the minutes before the board takes action.
Are there any public comments on the minutes of the previous two meetings?
In reviewing the public comments section of the minutes, just as a comment, it's not clear to me exactly what was discussed by Mr. Snyder or Mr. Dobie. It was just a reference that Case Dobie asked for a comment, but the minutes don't reflect what the subject matter of his comment or his question was. And I think for clarification purposes, that the minutes should always reflect what the subject matter of the public comments were, so that in the future those would be reflected in the minutes.
Is that something that would be answered in the future? Okay. Item 3 is request for waiver.
You
vote on the minutes?
Yes, I vote yes.
Yes. Okay, the minutes accepted. Item 3 is request for waiver for connecting to the sewer system.
Mr. President, just to get received a request from Mr. Vanderstand for a plan to open up a nursery at 323 West Chef Street. This is a new commercial business. It will be called the former Old Town Nursery. This is a non-residential use, so there is a change of use from residential to non-residential use. And based on the district code, says any new residential use needs to connect to the district-wide sewer system. Put into the district code associated with the grant program. The property is located off of Chef Street, basically from Broad Street to the commercial area. They're presently in a small dwelling unit which is used for residential, and another one that was residential was converted over to a daycare center. I'm not sure, but it's a state daycare center, so it's operated under some other type of jurisdiction. this is the area that we proposed to be converted from a residential area to a commercial area that was a change of use. And the district code required that upon a change of use within the prohibition zone, this area is very wide, that it connect to the district very wide sewer system. The code also requires that a formal exemption may be granted by the board of directors of the district in concurrence with the regional water quality control board if there is sufficient information that demonstrates the on-site septic tank disposal system is operating the property. This property has two separate systems. There's an on-site disposal system servicing the daycare center, and there's one servicing the existing house. The daycare center disposal system has failed a number of months ago. We have a report from the county health department saying that it pumped it as shortly as every 3 to 5 days. And so therefore, based on the code and the regional board requirement, that system needs to be distributed very well to the system. It is possible that the board could exempt this area here because it's on a someone set the tank system. The existing house just has one single bathroom, a sink, a toilet, and a tub or a shower. They're planning to do away with the shower and use that facility just as a restroom for a handicap and the business, which would be a unisex type of bedroom or bathroom. And therefore, there would just be a sink and a toilet in their water closet. And so that the demand on the existing septic tank system would be relatively minor compared to what the previous use was. The Regional Water Quality Control Board feels that since it's an on-site operating system, it would probably qualify for an exemption or waiver from their rule. Part of the grant program, and one thing that the staff is really concerned about, is the $4.3 million grant that we have, even though it's quite remote that anybody would complain about not meeting these conditions, which require public assistance. We basically looked at and said, well, based on the grant program, these areas need to be connected to the sewer system. But calling the regional board and everything else, and if we can come up with some type of provisions where the applicant can come up with agreement with the district that the district would waive connecting at the present time, but all properties and all fees would have to be paid by April 1st, 1997, when is the deadline for the grant program on people with the system. Staff has prepared a resolution for consideration for the board, which you may consider part of the agreement or for the possibility of granting exemption, and the district is presently working with the county health department. It is doing a sanitary survey or inspecting all waste disposal systems within the prohibition area that have not connected to the district-wide sewer system. This is one of the requirements of the grant program, which we will be doing probably the next 6 to 12 months, is working with the county health department and inspecting all systems. The district has put together a procedure for inspecting all systems, and we have a draft of it. And basically, it's hiring a licensed contractor that has a C-47 license and is in business of working for a septic tank system. And the contractor will go through and physically inspect the septic tank, find the location, proper date to install, property line, and a number of things, digging up the lids and inspecting inlet and outlet and dapple wall, make sure the frank is not cracked, etc. Going through and checking out the leach line location, reporting the distance from property line to the depth, and performing a perk test by putting so many gallons of water within the system to make sure that it functions properly. Any system that fails then would have to hook onto the district's sewer system. This is the method. If they wish to be exempt from tying in systems, which was a volunteer project to begin with, then this procedure would be followed. The grant program requires a minimum of 1,000 hookups by April 1st, 1997. And we feel that we're very close to that, and we'll probably need that 1,000 hookups. And therefore, there may be some exemptions involved in this. So, if any exemptions or waivers are given by the board, it's recommended that the on-site disposal system be inspected based on some of these guidelines and make sure it's working properly before a waiver is given. Basically, that's the point that we have come through. The applicant in the audience and has made a written determination on their request, which the board member has. A legal counsel may want to go over the resolution and put together matter.
Based on the staff report, we prepared a resolution that was just placed in front of the board this morning, or this evening. The resolution basically goes through sites which the general manager just told the board. But down to the action items, it reads as follows. First of all, for the failing on-site system, that system either connects to the district's sewer system within 90 days and with the owner paying the appropriate fees, or the resolution reads district staff is ordered to disconnect and or abate district service systems to that particular piece of property. The resolution goes on as far as the non-failing systems, I believe is this one. The resolution reads, that we would grant them a temporary exemption from connecting the district-wide system on the following conditions. A, that the on-site sewage disposal system is inspected and passed by a licensed contractor. Actually, be a C-47 license, with a C-42 license. B, the owner provide the district with written evidence from the Regional Water Quality Control Board, and you can serve the word water in there, exempting said system from connecting to the area-wide system. In other words, we would be issuing them a conditional exemption, but the Regional Water Quality Control Board would have to provide the district with written evidence that they concur in the exemption. And C, which is the last one, the owner enter into an agreement with the district that obligates the owner to connect the district-wide system on or before April 1st, 1997, as required by the grant. Now, without sticking the owner's feet in cement, I did talk with the owner prior to the commencement of this meeting regarding the contents of this resolution. And as far as I understand, they deem they're willing to comply with the resolution as presented. Or maybe it's no?
She's got a question.
Okay, she has one question. Okay. That's fine. I just, it was an informal conversation. I didn't mean to commit anybody. All right.
But the case has staff report done. Coordinate over the public comments.
Is there a representative for the applicant that can please assist us to comment right now?
I will. My name is Lisa Vanderstad. My husband and I are the applicants. And basically everything that Mr. Jones has said is all I was going to say, and I agree with him on his description of our situation, and I'm very pleased with the resolution. I think that is a nice compromise for everybody, except I have a question. The resolution talks about if the owner does not connect to the sewer system within this 90-day period starting from when? Oh, okay. Then the services would be disconnected. Now, as you know, the water to the site is just on 1 meter. So if you disconnect, unless we can get 2 meters in there, that would make the resolution meaningless because we couldn't operate without water. Can we do something in there to meter them separately if that becomes necessary?
There has to be a key, doesn't there, coming off of that line? I think that could be worked.
But it wasn't your intent to prevent us from having water.
Right, as long as,
right, if
correct.
We met all the conditions that you need
correct,
to have.
That's correct.
Okay, well, that's good. That was my only real question. And also to add that the county and regional water quality
both are real happy with the solution of giving the owner the option of either connecting prior to April 1st or vacating the building completely with absolutely no use at all of that preschool building after it's vacated until such time as she does connect to the sewer. They indicated that would satisfy their requirements, so I hope that would be acceptable. Yes. Why should we be talking to you? Thank you.
That's something that...
No, but I mean, the water they're going to apply would just be on top, right?
No. The nursery part is staff is recommending that the board, that as far as the nursery buildings go, that we grant them an exemption for both for the septic tank that's operating the nursery. There's two septic tank systems. The nursery one, this one right here, staff is recommending approval for an exemption. The one up here that is non-operating or is a failed one, we're recommending that you resolve that issue by telling them to close it off within, to connect within 90 days, or the district will disconnect it. And apparently, from what I'm hearing from the applicant is that, and from their report is that the daycare center there is going to close down within 90 days, which thereby resolves that issue. By mistake, what you kept saying,
no,
please just jump right in. I'm not.
So if they're going to use the old septic tank there, then they don't need an exemption for the business, right?
The one for the business is operating, but they need an exemption because they're changing a land use. And under our ordinance, if you change a land use and you're within the prohibition zone, you're supposed to connect to the system. However, if we concur and the Regional Water Quality Board also concurs, then they can get an exemption up until April 1st, 1997, when they will have to connect under the ground. I'll go get that for
you. It was my understanding that the whole project would
happen. In other words, they can't run a daycare center.
You've got a daycare center is to stop. I mean, that building and that septic tank system needs to be closed down within 90 days. The septic tank, not the building, I guess you can use the building, but the septic tank system.
Does the resolution cover both points?
Yes.
I think you need to hear from the property owner.
Sure.
Mr. and Mrs. Vander said I'm not the property owner.
Oh, sure, that's fine. I'm not.
He's probably
going to
know it, but not hire
him. Barbara Papazor. My husband and I own the property that we're speaking about. We've had the property since 1990. At that time, the small house was not being used. It was kind of a storage area. And the other house was still a residence, so these have been legal non-conforming up to this point. So with the Vanderstats doing the nursery, it's great because that's really what, you know, the property should be utilized as. Also, it's going to look nice. Excuse me, it's going to look nice along the main street. Already, it's a vast improvement. The preschool came to us because they were moved out of Nakoma School because the school needed the space. So it was just kind of a win-win situation for everybody, and actually from day one they were looking for another place. The house is not earthquake proof, and that is one of the conditions that they needed to meet as a state preschool, but that was waived because these are Nakoma kids and there's no place else for them to go. So it's been a real nice situation so far. 2 years ago we had our very first bad rain. There's an easement that's owned by PG&E, and the county, or they never opened up the drainage because there's a natural drainage that goes into the creek along the side of that property. also that a couple of years ago, that property was all underwater. And at that time, I tried to start the process to hook up to the sewer. I came and I talked to people in the office. I was told at that time it was a $3,500 fee. And I said, I asked for some names of people who did that kind of work to actually physically hook it up. I was told that was about another $3,500. So I asked them at the board, or I asked in the office at that time if I could pay the $3,500 over a 3-month period. And I was told absolutely not, that they were not a lending institution, that I should go to a bank. I was a little discouraged at that point. Things started to get a little better with the septic system at the preschool. So this past year we had, of course, the same problem again. So again, the preschool came to me and they said, we would be willing to pay the $3,500 fee if you would do the pay for the actual hookup. And I said, okay, it's a deal. You know, let's go ahead and get this done, get the problem resolved. So I talked to Doug Jones and he said, well, let me go check the property. So he came back saying because of the size of the property and the commercial zoning that it was now 3 units, which was now 3 times $3,500 or $10,500. So then I find out to hook up, we're actually talking more like another $10,000 for the physical aspect of it because there's no turn-in, I guess, at the house. So they had to dig out into the middle of the street to attach it. So all of a sudden it just got to be way out of line. So, you know, I don't like to talk about things in the past, but my problem is now with when you talk about appropriate fees, I mean, what fee are we talking about? Am I talking about, you know, one other thing I need to bring up, which kind of has been bothering me, is one of the comments when I was told that there were 3 units, and I said, but I only need one. There's nothing wrong with the small house, and there's nothing else to hook up that third unit, so I just need to take care of the preschool. So I was told that the reason they don't do that is because how did they know that once that access was there that I wouldn't use it? You know, which basically is saying that they thought that I would, at my own discretion, illegally hook up another one, which I just wouldn't do. First of all, it's on a main street. That'd be kind of obvious. So anyway, I come here. Half of me feels good about what's going on. The other half really is upset because I think this could have been resolved a couple of years ago had there been some cooperation. So now I could say I'm sitting here looking at, you know, now I have 90 days. What fee are we talking about? Is it $3,500? Is it $10,000? I need some clarification because I'm kind of like hanging out here and I don't like it real well.
It'd be a district's connection fee.
Of what, 3 units?
Basically what happened is the property was residential, which is one was put in based on code. It changed to non-residential units, and therefore it goes on 1 unit equivalent based on the code. And so we did a survey a while back, probably last year, of all non-commercial uses. And just to find out what was going on in the district, which we brought to the board. And it was an average of about 2 dwelling equivalents for all commercial uses. Some had 1, some had 9, some had 5, but 2, 4, 5. And so in the survey of the daycare unit, the preschool, they came out to need 3 dwelling equivalents. And so based on the 3 dwelling equivalents, that's where the fees were established. The current rate is here, and it's for, and also they're going 1 water connection on the property, and when you go to non-residential use, then you come under the bundle equivalent for water fees along with sewer fees. And so therefore, the water fee, there's 3 units, would be times 3, which is this dollar amount. And then since there's 1 existing unit, they get credit for 1, so on the current rate, the additional $4,110 on them. One you'll put for sewers is 3, 3 by 1, 10,000, and there's $100 inspection fee. Therefore, the total would be $10,600. When you add on the water, it comes up $14,710. This is the current rate now. Based on the study that has been done by Prairie Lock, which the board has copies of, and it's a good document here. The board is considering new fees and everything else based on the plans and studies. And these are the proposed rates. These sort of dropped from $3,500 to about the water fee increased about $700. And the sewer fee was about $1,250 to $1,500. So therefore, the new fees are looking at $11,936, which is $14,000. So if the board proceeds with the adopting of new fees and anticipating to be done by the next 69 days or more, this fee schedule will be intact. Well, as I say, this is a traditional proposal.
I don't know about the rest of the board, but I'm not.
So anyway, that's the reason why there was a change, because residential people using in the district have one dwelling unit that was $3,500 or one water equivalent, which is $2,055. That's the present situation right now, and it's like the proposed change based on the study being completed.
So at a house, being at a house where I'm getting $600 a month rent, it would be worth me to do that?
Well,
what's it selling now?
It's been commercial for a long time. So actually it's going to the usage that it should be.
Well, one problem,
we aren't changing usage.
One problem is it came in under the state, as I understand, from the county. And since the state has it, the county kind of backs off, but we were never notified or somebody would have found out about the change in use.
You can't get a conditional use permit for nursery? Because I'm not... Under rural residential, one of the few things that you can have as a business on rural residential is a nursery. There's something about nursery that's ag or ag-related or some kind of thing, and I don't know if that helps any, but...
Does it remove any of the fees?
Well, if they could just use the old house without hooking up the preschool.
Are
if they hook up the preschool, they're going to have to pay to do the fees, but... It'd be kind of nice if they could just use that old house to start the business, because I'm not saying that you're going to fail, but some businesses go and some businesses don't, and I hate to see you spend a whole bunch of money if it doesn't go. If it does go, then you'll be in a position to do what you have to do. For the first 6 months, you're kind of on a trial basis anyhow. I hate to see you get a whole bunch of money in there and then not make it. And I hate to see her pay a whole bunch of money, but I can't see this. The preschool getting hooked up here. I mean, it looks to me like there's enough septic tank in there to run the.
And I'm not even sure the status of our septic tank, because for two winters, when the adobe gets wet and then dries, it just does very strange things. So I don't know if in fact just the pipes from the house out to the tank are not operative. I mean, this is, when you're talking preschool, you're talking 20 kids washing hands, flushing toilets, they cook, they did dishes there, they had a little garden outside. In fact, a couple of times I had to have the water, they had to close the preschool down because of the water sitting in the yard. So once the rain stopped, we had four or five different tests done on the soil to make sure it was safe for the kids to go back outside. So I don't even know for sure. I had somebody come out and actually they do some kind of a hydro jet or whatever, and they can tell what the leach line is like, what kind of shape it's in, and that was successful. So, I mean, I'm not even really sure where the problem is.
But were there 3 to 5 visits on the part of the septic tank organization?
Yeah, they had the preschool just took it on. You know, they finally said, well, you know, we're going to be going anyway at the end of the school year. They're going to be putting up a building at the NYR Center. They're going to have their own modular unit up there. So they will be vacating it when the actual school term is over with. So at that point, that's when I wanted to get in and kind of find out the status of it, really, because what they also did, too, is when they took over the preschool, they had a lot of parent participation. So there was some concrete poured and like a little figure eight all around the backyard within this fenced area, so the kids could ride their tricycles. So I don't know what impact that had on it, because it was right over the septic tank area. So these things were done And we really haven't been on the property, really looked close at it for the last, since they've been there for the last almost 6 years.
Didn't you have to pay for the visits, though?
No, they didn't.
Well, they took care of it?
Mm-hmm. Because I let them rent the place for $600. I mean, that's...
But in my opinion, if you have that many visits, it's like a fire. There's something there, and it's not good.
Because like I say, this could have really been, we shouldn't really have been at this meeting tonight, because this could have been done a couple of years ago when everything was kind of a go, and it was kind of a difficult situation. Anyway, I was just giving a little history, because as I look at this now, and I had heard that there might be a change in fees, so are you saying that then if you make a resolution today that I have 90 days to hook up, and if I don't hook up, then what's going to happen?
The district will disconnect.
What?
Your system.
What system?
Well, the water system, that just the water system that services the building that has the non-functioning
system. So what if I want to go in there and clean and do some painting, or not use it as far as actually having somebody in there, but if in fact this is going to happen where I have to hook up, and get someone else in there, then what I'll get in there will probably be a commercial usage, so I'm going to be needing to do some things in there, so I can't see having my water shut off. Can't you just tell if there's nobody there? Or is my word not good enough, or what?
That has to do with the fail system, right?
Right.
But if I'm not using it, I mean, if there's no...
have no water, you can't use the sewer system. That's the basic rule.
So what fees are we talking about if I hook up in 90 days?
Depends on if the board adopts new fees or old fees.
We have to take a look at the fee structure in 90 days.
And then would that be the same fee if I opt to wait till April?
Well, and it's been pointed out something too now. Let's take the worst case scenario, that the district is in the process of implementing a new rate structure, and maybe it's been introduced towards the past. I'm sure that you'd come down, or you'd have the opportunity to come down here and say, how about extending this resolution for another 15 days or 20 days until whatever. You'd have the opportunity. I'm not going to tell you how the board would react to it, but...
you'd have the opportunity of picking the best rate for yourself.
And coming down and making that argument to the board. That you should extend it out, or however it is.
So the rate would be the same as of April 1st if we waited till everybody needs to hook up. Is that what happens then?
No, in April 1st, 1997, mm-hmm. that we're talking about,
yes,
when the main building has to hook up the nursery?
When everybody within the district who isn't has to hook up.
They pay the existing connection fee. Whatever regulation is in effect at that date. It could be higher, it could be lower. In fact, well, isn't there an assessment that you're doing? No. But there could be. I mean, those are all possibilities. There's no requirement that an assessment district be formed. But if the owners wanted to organize an assessment district to pay for it, the district would likely consider it very favorably. But we're talking about something that's been...
I think that wording was put in on the sewer rent program came in, and there was an assessment set on all properties within the district on a volunteer program. Those people that do not volunteer came in and learned about the way they were right to protest the assessment associated with the grant program. The grant program
does. That was my assumption.
The grant fund basically had to pay off. And so basically, there's no prior to the program for assessment district. There's no assessment district. But then it would be gone away when the bonds would be paid.
Was there a large number of folks that?
There are approximately 100, over 100 in the district, and just under $100 out of the park.
Is that a warrant?
Probably not. That would be up to the board. If we don't control, it would be roughly $100 out of the fund, unless it was down to the district. Whether the board want to, you know, entertain something like that, we may contact with the Spartan Fund, which is remove something out of the change of name, or
certain people that are in certain income groups, they can get the bus loan to rent to improve sanitary conditions. And they told us that they didn't want individuals coming in. When we get down the line and inspect the aspect, we'll put out this information, and they would like us to package all these things for the individuals to be up to board. But we would probably move that way.
Would you be willing to grant the extra time, I mean, beyond that 90 days, so I can have that whole septic system checked out?
Basically, the grant program, once it fails, you have to find a tent to replace for a rebuild.
But isn't there an inspection, you said, that's done about if one's working? I mean, isn't there an inspection that can be done to actually...
Yes, one of the criteria of a failed system is it's pumping once in every 3 years. Based on the report that the county health department made on your property last Monday, it mentioned that the last line that Mike McGee looked into the pumping records and discovered that Clay septic tank had pumped as often every 3 to 5 days. So the report is classified as a failed system.
So there couldn't be any other kind of plumbing problems or just the usage of all the kids?
It's classified as a failed system based on a grant program. And we don't have to have the $4.7 million grant. So therefore, that's one of the conditions that any field system has to have gone. When we do the survey, and some people, if they wish to enter the survey, they'll have the option of inspecting their system or just hooking up. And if they wish to get an exemption, they go to the expense of hiring a contractor and inspecting their system in detail what they passed, and they'll have the option of not hooking up. But the next day, if that system fails, then they have to hook up.
So are you making, are you connecting the two together? I mean, the Vanderstats don't get...
That's what I want.
How can we... The resolution states is that they're granting a waiver to the nursery. But in your system, this system... This system no longer butts off the space period. I'm holding it up. This system has not, and the board made a determination. They will go ahead and they grant an exemption on this one, a temporary exemption. But this one has to come to the fail. And basically, that's what the grant program says. Upon failure, you have to put this system. And any on-site disposal system within the prohibition zone, which is that yellow line up on the map there, that's the prohibition zone. Any failure in that thing, if there's a sewer line available, has to hook up. There's some section on South and that no sewer line is available. We've had people come in about it, and we worked with the regional board and so forth. We requested funding to fund the sewers in that area. Yeah, but anything where a sewer line is available, you have to work through some grant program. And that was one of the stipulations of getting the funding for the sewer line.
Well, when I go home, I'll probably have more questions.
Sure, I'll give you a call if you
get. But what you do with the main unit doesn't affect what's happening with this, does it?
That's the proposal in the resolution that is presented to the board that they would waive. Normally, on a single piece of property, when you have a failure, the whole property will affect. In fact, the reason why the health department recommends both units, but the board is saying, okay, if this one is... does not hook up or abandoned, then they would give a temporary waiver of hooking the system up to the sewer system for April 1996.
And you can only get a porta potty in there if the sewer system goes down. You get by, well, I don't know if you can do that, if you can do that or not, but that would get you by until something happens to keep your business.
Well, this we're pretty confident with this system.
Yeah, it should handle it.
Most times like it will not fail. But if it fails, tomorrow or 6 months from now, you'll have to fail.
We have a resolution. Jacqueline Kleblick, 650 Clarence Mountain Way. I would like to suggest that you treat the two portions of the property separately, because I think that Mrs. Papageorge has some additional concerns, and rather than hold up the Vanderstats with their project, which obviously is there's no problem there, that you separate the two
and address the issue of Mrs. Papageorge's hookup later, because I think that in addition to her concerns about whether or not in fact she has a failed system, given the unusual usage of that system, the fact that there was unusual rainfall, the fact that there was concrete poured over the leach field area, which if removed may resolve the problem. I think she needs an opportunity to investigate that further. I think there needs to be some clarification, and I have spoken to Mrs. Papageorge about this, with regard to the designation of this as a three-dwelling property when there is only one unit on there. And I think that there's some clarification that needs to be obtained with regard to that and the basis upon which the district can do that based on this survey. It's not all comprehensible to me, and I don't believe it is to Mrs. Papageorge, and I think that needs to be clarified for her as well. So I would like to suggest that in your resolution that perhaps you not address the issue of that separate property right now. Treat the two separately so that the Vanderstats can move forward with their project and maybe place as a separate agenda item the issue of the preschool building, which I understand is going to be vacated on June 12th, and will be vacant. I think you can well appreciate that on a property that in which the Papageorges are not earning any income after the preschool, and obviously they rented the property to the preschool at $600 a month as an accommodation, as a generous gesture on behalf of the state preschool that desperately needed a location in the Pomo at that time, that it would be a financial burden for them to have to come up with the $14,000 or the $11,000 plus dollars on a property that's not generating any income for them, particularly when at some time in April of 1997 they're going to be required to hook up anyway. If the property's going to be vacant, I don't see why they should have to pay that kind of fee at this point in time on a property that's not generating income if it's vacant.
Yeah,
just
make a comment. I think this resolution does precisely that. Because if they don't connect within the 90 days, it's just vacant. Nobody is going to come up to them and force them to connect in 90 days or pay the fee. If they're not connected to the system within 90 days, then it's going to be disconnected. Nobody's going to come forward and say, pay the connection.
Well, I think that's a problem, because what you're doing then is taking away a resource, which means that she won't be able to water her trees on that property. The property will if you disconnect the water, which is what you're proposing will happen, unless Mr. and Mrs. Papageorge come up with almost $15,000 to hook up a house that is vacant, you're going to disconnect the water, which would mean that she wouldn't be able to water the trees that are planted there, the grass that's planted there, etc. Am I understanding that correctly?
To that extent, can you offer us an alternative? Is there some way if she could disconnect the septic tank system?
That's another issue, and that is that I think on this property there's only one water meter, so that's another thing that the district would have to address, and that is if you're going to disconnect the water to the larger house, are you going to put a 7U meter for the...
There has to be a T somewhere off the meter to service both residents. You just cap the way I would see it. You just cap the T that heads off towards the unit with the failed septic.
Yeah, let me address another thing. I mean, what if the Papageorges decide that they want to use that house for their own, for storage, for excess storage from their, Rexall, and they need to have water there. What if they decide to rent it to a single person and the septic tank is deemed adequate for that? I mean, wouldn't that be something that could be taken into consideration? I mean, perhaps the septic system is adequate for one person or for them to be able to use that facility for storage.
Well,
why would the water be better for one person than 23 kids? Yeah.
No, we're talking about the septic system.
Yeah, I understand. But you're saying, talking about the water being better for one person.
Not the
but
water.
But the water is bad, obviously, if you have to have that many contacts with the sewer system. And if you have those contacts and they tell you it's bad, it probably is very bad. And I don't think that they would want to rent that out to anybody until that problem was taken care of.
Mr. Sonny, you're referring to the fact that by it being bad, you're referring to the fact that the septic system had to be pumped numbers of times?
You're referring to the water that's available out of that septic system, yes.
Okay, I don't think there's been any indication that the water from the septic system has caused any problems.
Well,
I think the problem has been that they've had to pump.
Well, then I'm missing something, and that's why with those trucks there 3 to 5 times, that has to tell you something. You know, they didn't go there to practice, I'm sure.
And I think what Mrs. Papageorge was trying to tell you was that she, because she has not been on the property, and because the school has paid for all of the septic pumping and initiated it, and they're the ones that called it out, she as the property owner has not had the opportunity to go out and find out, well, what is the problem? Is the problem that the capacity of the tank, is there sludge in the tank, is it a leach field problem, or is it a plumbing problem that's backing up with the house? And she'd like the opportunity to do that, to determine for herself what is the problem, of course, then to let NCSD know.
Was she aware of the problem?
Apparently she said that she was, but
so then,
they took care of it.
Then I go back to what I say. I think it should have been taken care of at that time.
Well, she attempted to take care of it, but I think she gave you the history of what happened.
Can we address the request of the proposed nursery?
Yeah,
some of these other issues are pretty complex. I agree.
I agree, Mr. Miller. That's why I'm suggesting that you separate the two. But I would like to make a comment about the Old Town Nursery, and I'd like to speak at this time on behalf of the Old Town Homo Association. We've been working together to try to create a Old Town atmosphere in the east side of Nakomo, and trying to do some business improvements and other aesthetic improvements. We have met with the Vanderstats. We are aware of the proposed business that they are contemplating. We think it will be a tremendous benefit not only to the downtown area of Nakomo, but also for the community at large to have another business in our community. And we hope that the district will support their efforts and find a way to allow them to proceed with their plans with as minimal expense as possible. As Mr. Blair indicated, it's a risky venture to open a business in Como, and I applaud the courage of people that do that, and we want to give them every opportunity to be successful. Thank you.
I think the resolution is outlined here. Pretty much does just that. And it's going to require that the water be put off to the water system.
Actually, it gives them a choice. So I've been looking at the resolution. Take a look at number 2. It says disconnect. So obviously, if they came back in and they disconnected the septic system from the house, so it wouldn't work, there would be no need to disconnect the water. So, the resolution does get there.
I think if any occupied facility needs a leach field system, I think the health department should have done.
The county, when I talked with them today, when my husband and I talked with them today, indicated that they would be, they insist that because of the uncertainty of the septic system for that bigger building, that the building does need to be vacated after its current tenant leaves, and that it should not be occupied again until it's hooked up to the sewer system. But Pat Beck, who was in charge there, told me that they would be very satisfied if the owner just agreed to vacate until April, when the sewer hookup becomes mandatory. she didn't see a necessity, and the building department representative there didn't either, of immediately connecting the sewer system as long as the owner was agreeing that the building be vacant until it was connected to the sewer system. And they didn't say anything about having to disconnect the water or anything like that to the property. They just said no tenants.
That's a district procedure.
Right, but I'm...
They cut the water off.
Yeah, right. I understand that's the district, but I think if, you know, people, other people who have the same kinds of concerns that you do about public health and safety feel that the vacating and just not taking any new tenants until April 97 when it has to connect, if they're satisfied that meets public health and safety concerns, I would ask that the board would accept that too. That's what I want to say.
Okay. So I think the resolution is they get on-site disposal, they get water to the nursery,
right,
with the resolution.
Correct.
And the house gets disconnected.
Correct.
So the way I look at it is the house is an asset. If you want to use the asset, you want to get rent out of the house, then you got to spend the money to hook it up. It's a commercial venture. I have rentals too, and stuff happens. I mean, if it breaks, you fix it. If you don't fix it, the tenants don't stay, and you don't get the income. So, I mean, it's a business proposition. It's not like your residence where it's life or death. You're going to cook in your kitchen. That's a business property. So, the sewer system's failed. The house has to be disconnected, and we'll let the nursery go forward. That's what we're here for, the nursery system. So I make a motion to pass a resolution.
Oh, Mr. Ford, what about if the house is vacant, not requiring them to hook up? I mean, is that part of, I want to just be clear.
Yeah, they can use it for storage, I think, can't you?
Sure.
But you won't cut off the water then?
The water would be cut off.
That's a procedure, see, and... unless there is a variance that's allowable, we have to cut off.
Then how would we get water?
We make corrections so that water connects 15 to a certain rooftop from your house.
Oh, with the tube.
Well, some mechanism, but you have to rebound it or whatever, it has to happen. The reason water quality controls are good, adamant to that, but they also seem to be able to do it.
So it's not a strictly a district policy, it's something that we're required to do.
But by who? I don't know. I mean, you're required to cut off the water if they don't hook up to the sewer?
The reason water quality program and the federal grant, Article 17, the last paragraph on the page, states that I can show you.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. That there's no, in other words, you don't feel that you have any discretion with regard to turning off the water to that house if the house is vacant and they're not using the system and they disconnect the sewer system.
It's mandated by these agencies that are governing a lot of what we do.
Okay, well, that's what I'm asking, and I'd like to get the legal documentation
with regard to
that.
I'll
ask Mr. Jones after you.
In the meantime, let's...
We have a motion.
We have it before us a motion to approve Resolution 96 exempt.
Now, we will get second.
But I will second that. We have a motion and an approved Resolution 96. Okay, roll call votes. Yes. Roll call votes, please.
I'm sorry.
Whatever.
You made the motion?
Yes, Mr. Blair
made the motion.
I made the motion.
I missed that.
Okay.
There was no number. It just said 96-exempt. Do you have a number?
I will.
Oh, okay.
Director Blair.
Yes.
Director Simon.
Yes.
Director Mendoza.
Yes. Amen. just for the applicant, legal counsel prepare a agreement that says in that pending resolution, and give the applicant 40 years.
Thank you very much.
So buy your plants at Old Town Nursery.
Buy all our plants.
Okay, one item four, which is the Yarmouth Scott, the claim deeds.
Mr. President, there's a piece of property that was part of the sewer project. The original piece of property served Black Lake Mobile Estates as an on-site disposal system. There's a couple of separate plants where it was used for lease lines. The district came out with the sewer project. They put a lift station in here, and therefore the rest of the property is not used for on-site disposal. The original agreement called for that the county made with the developer is when the on-site system is no longer used for disposal system, that it reverts back to the developer. And this has been going on for probably 4, 5, 6, 7 years of trying to get this thing back to the developer. We've gone through the lot split, basically making 3 parcels, and therefore this property is presently owned entirely by the district. And therefore, the opportunity is put claim in parcel 1 and parcel 2 back to Mr. Armstrong. One of the parcels is in escrow for being sold, and all the fees for whatever parcel is sold for the connection fees, water and sewer fees, will be coming out of escrow to the district. Therefore, it would be staff recommend that the board approve resolution 96-, this would be 579, the one that you just passed would be 578. A resolution board of directors authorizing the general manager to execute a quick claim deed to the Cal Armstrong.
Okay, that's right. The market change. No, this is the resolution.
Yeah, but basically it's a resolution there, and although it could be signed by the acting president or acting chairman of the board. Any public comments or
public comment on resolution 96-578?
Actually 579. Since we just had a
typo then, because the first one is 578.
This was meant to catch up before the other one, and didn't know that the other one was going to happen.
Did you read that in the title
there?
We don't need to, the general manager has outlined the resolution fairly accurately for both the board and the
president. I move that we pass the resolution number 579.
Second. I'll second that. Okay, so moved and seconded that we adopt resolution number 96-579. We'll need a roll call for this here.
Director Simon?
Yes.
Director Blair?
Yes.
Director Mendoza?
Yes.
Yeah, Mr. President, there's 2 tracks, track 1981 and track 2212. 1981 is eight lots of it on Primrose Lane, which is going to be developed. In fact, 2212 is another 8-lot subdivision just behind that subdivision. It's proposed that a sewer line be run down the back property line to serve these properties that the terrain kind of sloped off that direction, so it'd be difficult to put a sewer line down this way. So they redesigned it to come to Test Street, and they'll come down into the manhole here, and they're going to grab into the other station, up through the wastewater treatment plant. this property owner, it will be dedicating a 15-foot easement on this side of the property line for a sewer line. This property owner, basically, is dedicating a 5-foot easement, so therefore we end up with a 20-foot easement, and then a 20-foot easement through the proposed water line. Therefore, the sewer line will come down this way, probably the manhole will come down here, and it'll traverse across two other properties that are not part of the subdivision. But these individual property owners have to negotiate with them for this easement in exchange for a sewer out. And so these are additional easements. The developer has said before those sewer outs were put in, these people have to pay that sewer connection fee. Even though that was in there, it prevents unauthorized development. And so basically, there's a resolution from the board of directors accepting that these easements to exist for sewer line improvements. Basically, the developer issued the easements to be accepted by the district to enable them to construct their sewer improvements. There's four separate easements on separate documents. There's a A, which is the 5-foot area, a B1, which is this 20-foot area, a C1, which is this property, and a D1, which is this property.
I so move we adopt the resolution.
I'm seeing I'm the only other person. I'll second it. I've got a question. I've been here before. I'm going to
set up. What's who's going to pay for these? Is that an existing sewer line running now? Do you say the time for easement right there currently?
Yeah, there's no sewer line here. These developers are paying for the sewer line.
The developers are paying for it. Right. So, it's, I mean, developers have their own contractors and their own cost cut in there as far as...
The project has been designed, the improvement plans have been submitted to the district and basically approved, and they're kind of ready to go.
Yeah, I understand. I just don't think... I thought it was a railroading type deal. That's why I had a question.
It's been moved by Director Salmon and seconded by Director Dyer that we approved resolution number 96580. And we have a roll call vote, please.
Director Simon?
Yes.
Director Blair?
Yes.
Director Mendoza?
Yes.
Mr. President, this is an information item brought to the board for kind of like the revision of the last one that brought the board on the proposed water and sewer rate adjustment. As you can indicate, we're looking at present fee is 75 cents, $1.15 and $1.15. Actually, this goes to really 20. We propose that the 75 cents go up to the 95 cents and have a three-tier rate. First 10, 100 cubic feet would be 95 cents, and from 10 to 40, 100 cubic feet would be $1.03 per 100 cubic feet, and thereafter would be $1.75 per 100. This is basically put together.